Our lives are conducted through conversations of one kind or another, in person and in groups, in formal and less formal situations, on the phone or by email. It's something we just do, most of the time without even thinking about it. We take our ability to converse for granted, and when something goes wrong, we tend to pick ourselves up and start over, usually without asking ourselves why, or realizing that there are things we could have done to avoid the conversation going off track in the first place. Generally, learning to talk to other people goes hand in hand with learning to speak. We learn through the example of others, by copying. It just happens, more or less. When we communicate well, the day-to-day things flow more smoothly and far more pleasantly. When we don't, the effects can be catastrophic. But far from simply being something we started doing way back before we can remember and accepting our relative skill or lack of skill as a given, conversation is something we can learn to do better and even excel in. The fact is, conversations get tangled up all the time. What you'd thought would be a straightforward chat with your partner turns into a flaming row. Your teenage daughter reacts to a well-intended comment and storms out. Your work meeting's fast feeling as if it's a waste of time because no one's listening. You prepare what you want to say in a tricky conversation and end up not saying what you'd meant to. You initiate a difficult conversation with a colleague and inadvertently put him or her on the defensive. A lot of the time, you find yourself wondering what went wrong, but you can't stop repeating the process again and again. Tricky situations. Blame storming focuses on four fundamental situations. 1. The tangle, where crossed wires lead to uncertainty and confusion, uncoordinated action, and frustrated expectations. How often do you shake your head in bewilderment and wonder how on earth a mix-up occurred? We'll explore how adapting your style of communication, setting the context, and checking for clarity can help prevent misunderstanding and confusion. 2. The big argument, where a convivial start has spiraled out of control and into a bitter row with a partner, a family member, a work colleague, a neighbor, or anyone else you'd had no intention of falling out with. Throughout the book, we'll examine why conversations escalate into arguments, why the subtext of the argument can be more important than the content, and how you can keep things at ground level. 3. The bad place, where the conversation you were having with someone has gone horribly wrong and you're in the mire, or where you simply feel disconnected and fed up with someone and are left wondering how you're going to address the issue or recover the situation. Getting into the bad place from time to time is part and parcel of any relationship, but you'd probably like to get into it far less often and, when you do, be there for less time. Blame storming will show you how. 4. The lockdown, where feelings and thoughts are internalized or withheld and negative conclusions are drawn, leading to an implosion rather than to the explosion of the big argument. If someone's in the lockdown, they'll withdraw and won't want to talk, even though it's obvious they're deeply upset. This book offers ways to restore communication and bring your relationship back on an even keel. Through a series of accessible and easy-to-follow techniques, blame storming will help you to avoid the pitfalls that sabotage conversations even when they've been started with the best of intentions. It shows you how your survival instincts often take over and derail your conversations at the worst possible moments. It reveals the warning signs that indicate when a conversation is beginning to go wrong before it's too late to turn back, and if it already has, this book shows you how to extricate yourself with the relationship intact.